Happy 420 GWA Backstage. This is I Secretly Love GWA, and it's my first time posting on the backstage side of Gone Wild Audio. I have been celebrating 420 alone today, and I happen to be alone in a hotel room right now, so I thought, why not do a quick little audio or something. So I was looking at Texan Guy's broad spectrum questionnaire and it looked fun, so I kind of wanted to do it. I hope that my rambling isn't annoying and that I can actually answer some of these questions. I was looking over them and they look kind of fun, so I'm excited to do this. Ironically, I'm actually in Texas right now for the first time visiting. I'm not from Texas, I'm from California. And, like, when I saw, like, Texan Guy's broad spectrum questionnaire, and I'm a little bit stoned, I was, like, so excited. Like, I have to answer this. Okay, so enough annoying rambling. I'm gonna start. So, question number one, what is an average everyday task or thing that you do that may be interrupted or seen as sexy by someone else? Well, there's a lot of things, actually. I guess it depends what the someone else in question finds sexy. Like, I guess to someone, like, simply brushing your hair could be seen as sexy, or, like, waking up in the morning or going for a run, walking my dog, that could be seen as sexy to someone. But I mean, I don't know. I guess sometimes, like, when I study, I don't exactly touch myself, but I kind of just, like, hold my breasts. I don't know if that's weird, but I just do it. It's, like, comforting to me. Like, randomly, like, I won't even know I'm doing it, because I'm just, like, laying down or, like, studying, and then I'll just do it. It's just comforting to me. I guess maybe that might be seen as sexy, I don't know. Maybe it's just weird. Number two, what is more dangerous for society, anti-intellectualism or pseudoscience, and why? I love this question. Like, when I saw it, I knew exactly what I was gonna say. So, both of these are, I think, equally dangerous for society, but it really depends what we're talking about. So if we're talking about, like, anti-intellectualism, like, as a whole, I think that that's really bad, obviously, because we don't want to have stupid people in society. But pseudoscience is equally worse, because, like, the fake news and all the alternative facts that are going on right now, like, that's the worst. Like, you want to be able to believe things that are backed up by evidence, and as someone who considers themselves an intellectual and someone who is interested in science, I think that it's important to have both, and also to whatever you want to say, like, whatever claim that you make, that you have evidence to back that up. And not having that evidence and just blatantly throwing things around is so dangerous for society, so I hope that doesn't happen in these next 4 years. So, question three, what is your preference for a partner's pubic hair situation? Well, I'm not gonna lie, I don't do anything down there. I'll trim it down, like, if I know beforehand I'm gonna do the deed, but I don't like to shave it completely off, because I find that really uncomfortable. Like, I tried to do it once, and it hurt, and I cut myself on accident, and it was the worst thing ever. So I didn't even finish, I just couldn't handle it, and it was so uncomfortable, and I hated it. And it looks so ugly to me, so I don't do that. I just think that as long as your partner or your significant other is chill with it, or whatever they want, like, that shouldn't affect you. Like, you do what you want, and hopefully your partner is okay with it. I'm not gonna change myself for someone else, you know, but I understand, like, if it's, like, really bad down there, like, take care of things, but don't hurt yourself doing it. What is your preference for your partner's body hair overall? I like body hair. I like facial hair. Like, it's all good with me. Personally, I take care of things, but I'm not, like, bald down there. I'd appreciate it if someone wasn't okay with it, that they just, like, told me politely in a way, you know, if that's possible, and I'd take care of it if they had an issue, but yeah. Question four, what sort of dance styles do you have experience in? Oh, okay. I don't dance. When I was little, I used to do like classical, like traditional Indian dancing. But I don't do that now. Like I just dance for fun with my friends, I guess, but I'm not a dancer, honestly. Unless I'm like really I'm like drunk enough or high enough, and there's like a really good song playing, and I'm in the mood, and I have some good people with me, then I'll dance. Or like if there's a really attractive person there, I might dance. But like not the good kind of dancing, like the type of dancing that you do when you're in the club and you're trying to get down, like that type of dancing. I would like to learn how to, I don't know, do some kind of like ballroom dancing or something that's like really classy, because the only type of dancing I know how to do is not classy. Okay, question five. What was the last thing you did that you felt embarrassed by, either in private or public? I could not read that right. Okay, there's a lot of things that I do that I embarrass myself all the time. Like, I'm currently embarrassing myself right now as I speak. Okay, well, there's something I did today. So, I was trying to get on an elevator somewhere, and like, whenever, like, I'm weird with elevators. Like, I'll press the button, but then I won't press it hard enough. And then I'll think that I pressed it hard enough, and I'll wait there for like 5 minutes, and then it doesn't work because I didn't press it hard enough. So I was waiting at the elevator and I'm trying to press it, and then this guy who's like this taller older guy is next to me, and he's just like watching me. He's probably like, oh my god, these young people these days, they can't even use elevators. That's probably what he was thinking in his head. And I'm waiting there, and then he just like comes and he like kind of like just presses it in front of me and pushes it hard, and I didn't know what to say. I was just like, oh, thank you. Like, it was really awkward. And then the elevator just opened. Like, I just didn't press it hard enough because I was an idiot. I was also baked as fuck, but yeah. That was super embarrassing. But I mean, I'm never gonna see that guy again, so whatever. Okay, question six. Let's say that you have started to notice your hair thinning and you've come to the realization you are balding. Oh no. What would you do or plan to do about it? Okay. I would hope that I wasn't balding. Like, this is scary to think about, but I have a lot of hair and it's super thick and super curly, and like every time I brush my hair, I'm scared that I'm like balding or like thinning my hair out, but no, my hair's still thick as fuck, so it's not an issue. If I noticed that, I'd try to do something about it. Like, I'd probably try to like fix my diet, like eat a healthier diet, or like speak to a doctor about it and try to do something natural to fix it, because I don't wanna do like something that's unnatural, or like buy a wig or something. Like, I'd wanna try to do whatever I can to fix my condition, but I hope that I never have to deal with that. What would you do if your partner was balding? Well, I'd be supportive with whatever they wanted, but it's up to them. I wouldn't make them get a wig or anything. It's completely up to them. Like, hair, no hair, you're still my partner, right? Okay, number seven. Is it ever okay to be arrogant and snobbish when you know you are right? Well, it's not okay if you're being arrogant and snobbish to me, because I don't want to be told that I'm wrong, but Yeah, there are times when I can kind of be a little bit passive aggressive. I try not to be. I try to be super chill, but like sometimes I can be a little bit annoyed when I know that I'm right. But lately I've just learned to not react or not really do anything because the person who doubted me or thought that I was wrong realizes that I was right in the first place. So, yeah. I don't think that it's okay to be arrogant or snobbish because it only leads to like conflict and it only leads to bad things and negativity. So it's just best to leave it alone and just be like, oh, I was right or something, but not, don't be like a brat about it. Number 8. What was the best sex toy slash accessory purchase you ever made? Sex toy slash accessory. I don't know what type of accessory like you're talking about, but I don't buy sex toys. Like, hopefully, like, I'm not the only one that hasn't done that, but I'm honestly scared too. Like, I'm scared that like I'm gonna swipe my card or I'm gonna like enter in my credit card information and it's gonna be something shady or like order it on Amazon and it's on like my internet history for the rest of my life. And like hopefully this isn't on my internet history for the rest of my life, but yeah, it scares me, the thought of people knowing that I have a sex toy, just because of the stigma and the, I guess, the bad rep that sexuality and like sex in general has in our society. So I don't think it's accepted to really do that, but I don't know what you mean by accessory, but I bought a pretty cool necklace the other day. Was it a necklace? I don't know. It was something really cool, like it was like silver, gold or something. But yeah, that was pretty cool. Okay, number 9. If you had to describe your body using 3 words or less, what words would you choose and why? Describing my own body? Okay. Probably like big. This is more than 3 words, but like I have a big butt, so probably that. Like, oh, this is so hard because I can't, like, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging about myself because I'm not. I'm just saying the truth, but like, I guess. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Tight and like tight, like interpret that however you want. Brown because my skin is brown. And I guess big butt or big ass or whatever. I don't know. Okay, number 10. That was really awkward. Okay, how do you feel about people who talk openly about their sexual exploits to you? Should they? Why or why not? I'm totally okay with it. Like, I'm a super chill person, and if you want to tell me, like, that you got some last night and how good it was or how bad it was, like, go for it. Like, I'm just gonna cheer you on or support you either way. Like, it's just more entertainment for me. Okay, number 11. What is your morning routine like on most days? Give us a little glimpse of what it's like to wake up as you in the morning. Oh my God. Okay, so my morning routine is like, the alarm scares me awake, and like I turn off the alarm and then I go back to bed for like another 5 or 10 minutes. And I have my alarm for like 30 minutes before I actually need to wake up because I know I do this. And then I go back to sleep for like another 10 minutes, and then I wake up and then I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna be late. So then I get up and then I grab some random clothes. I run to the bathroom, shower, put on my clothes, brush my teeth. And then I just like run out the door, or like I grab some coffee and run out the door. But usually, any breakfast that I do is while I'm driving, like probably 10 or 15 miles above the posted speed limit. And yeah, my morning routine's not very beautiful or I don't know, organized. It's just kind of what I do. Like, I just run and, like, go and take care of things. Like, if I have time, I'll, like, get up and brush my hair. Like, I brush my hair either way, but, like, I'll actually do my hair and, like, do my makeup, probably pick out, like, a outfit that I didn't just grab randomly, maybe study a little in the morning, actually eat a real breakfast. Yeah, that would be nice. I should try doing that with my life. Okay, question 12. As of reading this questionnaire or recording it, take the last you, sir, you PM'd with and tell us what your new GWA celebrity couple username would be. Alternatively, take your name and the name of your GWA crush and tell us what your celebrity couple username would be. Okay. Let me check right now what my PMs say. Okay, the last user that I PM'd was ByFun69. And our GWA celebrity couple username, I don't know, it would probably be like, I secretly love 69ing or something like that. I don't know. Let me know if you like that. ByFun69. Okay, so number 13. You can send a message in a bottle back in time to yourself. What age of you would you send it to and what would it say? I'd send it back to my age right now, telling me not to do some things that I've done in the past couple of weeks, honestly. Without getting into that, thank you guys for listening to this, like, slightly, not even slightly, like, totally baked, random, rambling, annoying audio. If any of you got it through this far, like, good for you. Like, you're amazing for listening to this. I wouldn't have been able to listen to this. I'm probably not gonna listen to this because I can't stand hearing myself be annoying. But this was a great use of my time. The few minutes of time that I get when I'm alone, so it's pretty therapeutic. Yeah, I hope that this was entertaining. I don't really know what else to say. I seriously hope that my answers to those questions made sense. Oh my god, this audio is almost 20 minutes long. I am so sorry. But I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, week, month, year, and stay cool. Yeah, hopefully you guys listen to my other actual Gone Wild audios, and you understand that I'm a real Gone Wild audio person. Like, I'm more put together than this, normally. Okay, guys, bye.